for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
This test today, it's important.
I got it. I'm going to make you look good up there. Don't worry, okay? Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
I'm learning to fly around the clouds.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. All right, so I just got back from this month-long adventure in Australia, New Zealand. We had some domestic flights. I kind of covered that base as far as getting to Australia. Flew to Australia, hung out there for 2 weeks, and then hopped on a boat and cruised around New Zealand and flew back from Auckland back to the States. Delta One experience, man, it was nice. Pricey, but, you know, it is what it is. But the Delta One lounge, if you can finagle that entry, it is worth the effort. Trust me. I mean, and actually, after I've done this now, Dennis, I'll tell you, I will consciously built in as long as an experience as I possibly can. I'd say about four, you know, they say 3 hours, right? I think. I don't know what the rule is.
That's usually the cutoff, at least for the standard Sky Club. It's now 3 hours, and they're pretty religious about that.
Right. I don't know if it would matter.
American Express's lounge is the same way. I mean, at Vegas, I had to literally wait like an hour and a half before they would let me into the lounge.
Right. But, they may have some exemptions for Delta One. I don't know. If you're flying Delta One International and you get access to the Delta One lounge, oh, my gosh, it's worth it. So, you know, try to maximize that time because, you know, they got the showers and you have to schedule this stuff in. I mean, it's not like you just walk in whenever you want. And if it's busy, you got to put your name on a list. It may take an hour or so. So if you figure in, you know, a 3 hour, you know, layover at least, hopefully you can take advantage of some of those perks of, you know, freshening up with a shower or shave, whatever. They have massage chairs, which I was like, okay, sign me up. And I sat there for 30 minutes with the ocean waves.
I don't see one in your studio.
Yes, I've thought about it. Guy and Dennis knows I've thought about that. But it was a great experience. And then when we came back, I was switching to Comfort Plus to fly back from L.A. to Orlando just because I couldn't get, they didn't have access to Delta One. But I was still able to use my Delta One access to get through a special door right after security, clearing customs and going through. They have private security for Delta One passengers. So you rebook and go into the lounge, hang out there, and then have the whole, you know, experience again before you had to go out and mingle with the lowlifes and the main terminal on board and Comfort Plus and feel like a lowlife again. So, you know, I was able to maximize the experience as long as possible, and it was good for sure. And, I'll tell you, too, the one hiccup, I was like, you know, this is, our travel really went flawlessly through the entire month. Those international flights on Delta One were fine, were good. We had some domestic flights on Virgin Australia, believe it or not, which is not is not Virgin Atlantic, by the way. They're different companies, even though they're under the same umbrella. It's kind of a weird thing in Australia. But we had three flights and domestically in Australia that went off without a hitch. Fine. They were nothing special. We were just doing regular service, that kind of thing, hour or two flights. But everything was on time and ran very smoothly. You know, we didn't have any problems at any airports. You know, while we were there, you know, the war broke out and, you know, there was this thing about, you know, Homeland Security was not being financed and all this stuff. And so sure enough, when we landed in L.A., I was a little concerned because I thought, oh, great. We get off the plane. We got to go through customs and I have global entry and I see all the global entry signs are pushed over into a corner. And I'm like, hey, where's global entry? She goes, oh, it's not available. It's been shut down. And I'm like, oh, great. And I'm thinking, oh, no, here we are. We're going to have to wait like 2 hours. We zipped right through. There was no line. So I don't know if we just hit it at a good time or what, but I think we were lucky because you've seen the news reports. You've seen TSA lines, especially the last few days. They have not looked very pretty. But I think this is a very anecdotal thing. It depends on which airport you're at. I talked to someone earlier today before the show, And they zipped right through security, had no problems whatsoever. So it probably just depends if you're in like New Orleans, I know had some big issues. Some of the other big hubs are having some big problems.
It seems to be the big hubs that are suffering the most. I've been hearing, you know, like Atlanta, Dallas, New York. But most of the smaller outlying airports, it's pretty much business as usual.
Right. So, you know, you just have to plan accordingly, and hopefully you're not caught in one of those four-hour lines. So, it is what it is, but, you know, I lucked out, and, you know, hopefully they'll get that part squared away. I did see a couple little hiccups on the travel, just from an airline travel standpoint. I did see, there was a guy, classic, guy gets on the plane in Auckland, New Zealand, in flip-flops. And I'm like, oh, boy. And luckily, I wasn't near him. And we were flying first class anyway, so it didn't really matter. But I was like, golly, this guy's he's going barefoot here in the airplane again, and, you know, and whatever. I mean, he looked like it was just one of those things. It's just like it doesn't bother me as long as you're not right next to me. But God help the person that if he was next to or behind or in front of and he sticks his feet up. I would be one of those like, oh, hell no. What do you think, Dennis?
Well, we brought that up months ago, talking about how, you know, flying used to be an event and now it's, you know, become the lowest common denominator. But I think, you know, the Tampa airport has really, I don't know if it's just their social media people trying to be funny, but they have really been trying to step things up. They claim that they're the first airport to have banned Crocs. And eliminated Crocs. Now they're working on the next travel outfit. Basically, they're trying to ban pajamas in the Tampa airport. Mm. And, you know, I'm supportive of that.
Yes.
Come on, you're going out to go fly. You could at least put on a nice pair of khakis or a nice pair of jeans. But do you really need to show up in your kiddie pajama pants to go fly on an airplane?
That's a mess. I mean, you know, the ladies, you know, one of the popular things, the ladies seem to be wearing those, like, spandex type design
things. Well, the Lululemons and joggers and leggings.
Yeah,
that's,
but those baggy pajama pants.
Classier,
right.
But
that just looks goofy. And you know, even though, you know, I mean, on a 15-hour flight that I was on, I mean, I went on the plane to go to sleep. So, I mean, in one sense, you know, some of the airlines, when you get on the long-haul flights, they'll give you a set of pajamas to wear.
Well,
but you're supposed to wear them in your little pod. Yeah.
There you go. You're not wearing them through the airport.
Yeah. So, I'm down with that, too. I mean, I don't think you got to dress up. But we got to put a...
You could wear a nice outfit.
Yeah.
Something that, you know, is suitable to be worn in public, not in the bedroom.
Yeah. Or Walmart. I mean...
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But you know, like I said, as far as trying to bring up the level of class on flying. I mean, you know, that guy, God help him, if he was flying Delta One, I don't know if they would have let him into the Delta One Sky Club. I will tell you, he would have.
See, now that's the bar that we should try to work towards.
Surely they would have had some kind of dress code for that place, I would think. But who knows? All right, more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.